7:20 is the kickoff. Brian, I'm going to bring you in on the phone here because I'm having a hard time talking right now. I need your assistance. I'm just so excited for the Packers, not only that, but I'm very nervous for the Brewers today, and right now I just can't even think.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, too, is if the Brewers win, and I suppose maybe we shouldn't put the cart ahead of the horse here, but it could be a Sunday where the Brewers are playing in the afternoon and then the Packers at night. So it could be another busy day on Sunday in Wisconsin sports.
I think with what happened last week, and there was such a good mojo, and the negative guy that I am, I said, you know, this weekend's going to come back and bite us. We're going to pay for how fun and great this weekend was. And we had Spike, one of our other Packer guys, on here this morning. He gave his prediction. And I said my prediction was the Packers, how they do, is dependent on how the Brewers do, because I feel the Wisconsin mojo in action. And Spike thought that was the dumbest thing he ever heard, so I won't feel bad if you say the same.
I'm not sure what to make of that, actually, but... You know, I think the Packers can get it done against the Falcons. I mean, the Packers are just on a roll right now. They're 4-0 and one of only two teams undefeated in the entire NFL. And they just have shown that their offense can't be stopped. And if nothing else, they're going to outscore every opponent. So until I see otherwise, that's the way I see things playing out right now.
4-0, a great sign in any season, but especially the year after a Super Bowl. No Super Bowl hangover with this team whatsoever. They're kind of taking it in stride. The team has the build of a team that they don't. It doesn't matter to them. They focus one game at a time, and they've been doing that to perfection so far this year at 4-0. And they have the Falcons, which is another game. Like we talked about the Bears game a couple weeks ago. When you look at the schedule right away, you see, okay, I can see the Packers losing that one. But now that we're here again, is that still the case, or should the Packers, with how hot they're playing, be able to go into Atlanta and steal another victory?
Yeah, exactly. They're just so hot right now. You would have thought coming into the season, you know, Atlanta on the road, here's a team that made the playoffs last year. Packers lost in the regular season to the Falcons last year, although they beat them in the playoffs rather handily. You would have thought that maybe this game would be a challenge, but just the way the Packers are playing, I can't see them losing. I can't see them, they're not going to go 16-0, I don't think. Who knows? Talk of that has begun, but, they'll lose at some point. But I think it's going to surprise us all when it does happen.
You know, talking about the mojo prediction that I made, you know how a lot of people, a lot of real sports people will kind of predict based on what they see and who's playing well and the skills of the players. I'm weird. I predict games on feelings, Brian, on my feelings. And I don't know, I think if this game was during the day or maybe even a 3 o'clock, I'd be a little more confident. There's just something about the Falcons on a Sunday night with how they were able to come back and beat the Eagles a couple weeks ago on a Sunday night that kind of scares me a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, well, if you're going to look at the matchups, though, and look at the strengths of the team, I mean, the Packers' offense, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has such an array of weapons right now between JerMichael Finley and Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson and Donald Driver. And then Ryan Grant, who sat out last week with an injury, he's back this week. So there's another weapon added to the mix. So the Packers looking good as far as that goes.
How about a couple of the other guys? I know Zombo was at practice this week, linebacker Frank Zombo. Any word on him or the potential return of Brian Bulaga in the coming weeks?
It will be interesting to see today at practice. The Zombo's been limited this week, and Brian Bulaga hasn't practiced yet, but they're holding out hope that he could practice yet today. So Packers practice this afternoon. Mike McCarthy has a press conference following practice, and we'll get an update on the status of those guys later today.
Yeah, the Packers ravaged with injuries last season. At least it seems, besides Nick Collins, of course, that the guys are able to recover a little quicker than last year, not have to throw everybody on the IR by week six right away. So that's a good sign that the Packers are able to do that. Really, when you look at a team like the Packers, like you said, with all those weapons and how they looked against Denver, how they looked against every team, they're just – it's – it's unfathomable, really, how good this team is, because no matter who Aaron Rodgers is throwing to, that guy could be a starter on any team. He could break loose for a touchdown at any time. I think to beat the Packers this year, you have to play very, very well, better than you'd have to play against any other team, or the Packers really have to put up a stinker. What do you see happening this weekend?
Yeah, I think the Packers just, once again, you know, they're the number one scoring team in the NFL right now. They average 37 points a game. I see them being able to put up, you know, nearly the same production. They were able to do that in the playoffs in Atlanta and the same Georgia Dome last year. You know, I see them putting up somewhere around 30-some points and holding Atlanta to 20-some, something like that. They're not going to shut them out, I don't think. The Packers' defense hasn't been able to, you know, really hold down the fort tightly yet this year. But I still think the Packers' offense puts enough points on the board to win.
Yeah, even though my prediction using my feelings, Brian, a little scared to go in, you know, a night game, Atlanta on the road. But the Packers, they went into Atlanta twice last season, and a close game in the regular season. They made that place their home last January in the playoffs. I think, is the Atlanta Falcons, rather, is their revenge factor going to be a key in this game, or are the Packers going to go down there and say, hey, we've done this before, we know Atlanta wants revenge, let's end this game, let's end it early and have as much fun as we did a couple months ago?
Yeah, obviously Atlanta is going to want revenge. Wide receiver Roddy White made some headlines in the offseason, the Falcons wide receiver, saying that he thinks the Falcons are a better team than the Super Bowl champions, which, you know, that sent small shockwaves throughout the NFL, this, you know, saying you're better than the Super Bowl champs. But, you know, the Packers got it done on the field, and, you know, we'll see Sunday who's the better team.
Should be interesting. The coverage at 5 o'clock, the kickoff at 7:20 here. You can find that all on K107.1. And then on Monday, we'll recap it all again with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. We've had a great sports weekend last weekend, Brian. Hopefully we can have another one this weekend. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you.